Deacon and Dad.
Hi, this is Dad. One of the things that I noticed this week is that the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out. And so I looked at the list, and now I'm pretty much of a music lover, but I looked at some of those bands and people who were nominated, and some of them I get, some of them I don't, some of them I've never even heard of. So since you're the musician in the family, why don't you, because you've probably heard of more of them than I do.
All right, let's run them down. Okay. I'll read them down, then we can go back.
Okay.
So quickly. Okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2017. Bad Brains, Chaka Khan, Chic, Depeche Mode, Electric Light Orchestra, Jay Giles Band, Jane's Addiction, Janet Jackson, Joan Baez, Joe Tex, Journey, Kraftwerk, MC5, Pearl Jam, Steppenwolf, The Cars, The Zombies, Tupac Shakur, and Yes.
Okay. Some of them I have never heard of. Never heard of, was it Depeche Mode?
Depeche Mode.
Okay.
You haven't heard of Depeche Mode?
I've never heard of Depeche Mode.
Okay, they were huge when I was growing up.
Okay, so that's a generational.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with them. Okay. Do they deserve, well, sure. I'll give it to them. They were huge.
Okay, so now let me put out some of the names that I know.
All right.
Things that I've heard of. Okay, I've heard of the Jay Giles Band.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, I mean, that is... I'm not even talking about the ones who just automatically deserve it.
I know, it's like, she wasn't in already? I didn't know.
Right, yeah. Well, but you know, they keep having to change the category, because we were just rock and roll originally.
Right.
But then they've sort of,
Public Enemy was in last year.
Public Enemy, they've done NWA.
No, I actually meant NWA last year.
Right, so they've
Public
sort
Enemy
of
years ago.
Recognized that it, that, that hip-hop and has a place, and that they've sort of broadened the category so
right.
that it includes some music that wouldn't have made it, because it's not what you'd call pure rock and roll.
Oh, right. It's like MTV was in the early 80s when it first came out.
Yeah.
They didn't play black folk.
Right, right. So, but even with, when I'm listening to you know, some of the, like, I've heard of Journey, and I can't off the top of my head think of one Journey song, but I know that they were hugely popular.
Oh yeah,
but I so
you would know if you heard it.
I know. It's one of those things. If I heard it, I'd know it. But it's like that wasn't on my radar. I mean, and I'm assuming because in order to get in rock and roll, you had to have your first
single. 25 years,
yeah. At least 25 years before you're eligible.
Right.
So okay, so Journey obviously was a, but I mean, you know. Chaka Khan? I mean, how could she not?
Yeah, I thought she was in already.
And the thing was that she was, you don't even have to adjust the character. I mean, the category, because when she first came out, I mean, it was R&B, but that band behind her was totally a rock band.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so this is like not even a question to me. It's like, she's not in, right?
Bad Brains.
Now, I never heard Bad Brains. I don't know who they are.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
But this is a generational
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
It's like if somebody handed me the ballot, I would be a terrible person to be on on the ballot committee, because I have not heard it. I suspect if I heard some of the music.
You wouldn't know it.
I wouldn't know it.
No.
Okay, all right.
They were never commercial, but they were one of the most influential black punk bands.
Well,
they're
now,
out
see,
of from D.C.
I didn't even know that they were a black punk band.
Yes.
I didn't know they were a black band.
Yep, all
okay.
black.
So
yeah,
see,
that Bad Brains, this is a huge deal.
Okay.
For all of us black rockers, we're like, oh, Bad Brains is
nominated.
Hell yes. They're out of D.C. They're from D.C.
Okay.
They blended, you know, like a lot of black folk, what we do, we blend a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so their foundation was their punk band, but they threw in roots reggae and as well as some jazz, you know, soul on top. So they blended all that stuff, but it was real hard. Even threw some metal in there, which a lot of punks don't, punk and metal, they don't like to mix.
Okay, so this is more of the music that you play
yeah.
tends to have a mixture of funk, and I'm saying Bad Brains. Those are some of an influence.
Bad Brains is definitely an influence.
Okay, yeah. So this is why they make, because they're an influencer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't. So, okay. So see,
so
this
Chic.
Is, well, Chic. Come on, you gotta. They gotta go to. I mean,
exactly.
Come on. It's like, now I know their music. Okay,
right.
So that's not even an issue, and they
just
like, okay. No, they're sort of a disco, but what they were the first really big sort of disco band.
Disco machine, they turned out to be.
Okay, yeah.
Because Niall and Bernard, they were the, you know, it was the Chic whole machine that they had going
on.
And they're still touring.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, but a lot of
these. And of course, Nile Rodgers is one of my favorite producers.
Okay, so see, now, that's why I wanted to talk to you about this, because you got to give me some context. And you know how I am about context. I'm so tired of, like, I can't dismiss this because I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to the expert.
All right.
And you're just giving me some insight. So it's so like, okay, now I can check our Bad Brains now.
Yes.
Like, put them in. Absolutely.
Yeah, Nile Rodgers.
Chic just, because I love the music, and they, you know, so I know who they are. I don't have to.
Okay.
They don't have to. Now, you know, I'm assuming they should get in.
They should get
in. They've been around for a long time. Okay.
All right, Electric Light Orchestra.
Now, that's a Canadian band, and
did not know they were Canadian.
They're Canadian.
I'm familiar with their music, but I did not know they were Canadian.
They're okay.
Like Rush, they're Canadian.
Yeah. Or Drake.
Or Drake, yes.
Or Shania Twain. There's a whole lot of good Canadian bands.
Mm-hmm.
But I
think they deserve it. They've been around a long time.
So I don't know. I mean, I know that. Again, it's one of those things, if I heard the music, I'd say, oh, I like that song, but I didn't know it would be the Electric Light.
No, right. But they were huge. Giles Band.
Jay Giles Band I've heard of, and I know that there's some of the stuff that...
I mean, they got two huge singles that they're like 80s staples. Any 80s party, one of their songs will be played.
Right, so they would be... I know who they are. Again, it's one of those things where I don't know the music necessarily, but I know the name, and I know that they were big.
And
again, if I heard it, or I may not have liked the music, but they were big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Jane's Addiction.
Again.
My generation.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say,
I've
actually heard of Jane's Addiction. Mm-hmm. And were they an LA band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it came out.
So again,
or
only
SoCal. Southern California. I forgot exactly what it's
called. But it also seems to me that was the same era of people, bands in the L.A. in California who had, like, really freaky names. Because I remember it was, like, the Dead Kennedys.
Well, they actually, Dead Kennedys was far, they were before.
They were before
James. Before James.
No, I'm just saying, but they was sort of the same.
Love the Dead Kennedys, by the way.
Okay.
Because they had a brother on drums.
See, this is the kind of stuff that preachers, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were great.
I mean, unless you saw
punk band.
Unless you saw them live, you know. I mean, it's like the sax player what's his name from Jersey?
Oh, yeah, Clarence.
Clemens.
Yep.
Right.
Clarence
Clemens. So, you
big
know.
Big man.
Yeah, big influence, and so
yeah, he was great.
Okay.
All right, Jane's Addiction, they get in. Janet Jackson, absolutely, she deserves it.
Yeah, well, especially after
whether you like her music or not, some of the stuff I like.
But also, it's like living under the shadow of Michael and still able to make a name for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, she did it. She absolutely deserves it. Huge.
Okay.
Joan Baez, that goes without saying.
But here's the thing that with Joan Baez that I wonder why she hasn't been in before is because there's she was more of a folk singer.
Yeah.
But incredibly influential.
It's still rock.
Of the Vietnam generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
she and Bob Dylan, they were the king and queen of music.
Right.
Of protest music. So
yes.
You know, that's like, well, sure they deserve it. I mean, Dylan's in, so should she be. Again, I'm not, I have to sort of take the rock and roll out.
Yeah.
And sort of add the influence. Because that's what you just said, that you just made a big, huge difference. It's the influence.
Yeah.
How much influence do these people have?
It's influence. It could be big hit or just the amount of hits they've had or amount
right,
of albums.
Right.
Like Janet. Can I say she was influential? some people but no, she had huge hits.
She had
every
huge
album
hits.
Was just monster. And every production was monster. Everything
that was what I was going to say.
Everything was just
she thing. Sort of the women rockers, doing the dance videos,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, you know, she again under Michael, but the fact of the matter is that she was most women. Women singers after that all did videos, and they all started off doing like Janet Jackson
routines. Janet routines, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So that was her big influence on the style of dance and video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Joe Tex.
Okay, now see, I know who Joe Tex is. A lot of people don't. He's really, really, really old school. But he was like a James Brown soul shouter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and had that big gravelly voice, and had a kick-ass band behind him always. Mm-hmm. He had several hits, but Hold It was his big hit. Hold it, don't let go now, hold it, please. And this is a guy, seems to me, who had been around, I know he was during the 60s.
Okay.
But I think he might have
been. Yeah, I've seen his name,
this is one of those guys who probably was an influencer, but and unless you were really into the Chitlin' circuit, you wouldn't know who this guy was. He had a couple of hit records, but I think this is another one of those things where somebody says, hey, you know, this guy deserves respect because he mm-hmm. probably influenced a lot of the way bands played, soul bands played,
right.
And that he was like, you know, the soul man sort of thing.
Yeah.
So James Brown and Rufus Thomas
mm-hmm.
and that whole generation of like really rock. Combination of rock and blues,
right.
Taking the blues tradition but adding all that instrumentation and electronics.
Okay.
Doing,
so an influencer probably.
Yeah, big influencer.
Right.
And again, once you heard the song, you'd go, oh yeah, that dude.
Uh-huh. All right, so now we're on to Kraftwerk.
Okay, now, I was never a big electronica fan.
But you know who they are.
But I know who they are. And
That's enough said. And
seeing to me that, okay, so when you get to me there are only two bands that I knew of that were doing that kind of music, and that was Kraftwerk and Devo.
Contemporaries, absolutely.
Okay, so that
they're
was
doing
like,
electronic stuff.
They
yeah.
were doing electronic.
Yeah.
So that
Kraftwerk was a little funkier though.
Okay.
Because Kraftwerk will be played at some black parties.
Okay.
They get down. They're German, so yeah.
No, I know that. Yeah. I knew that they were German.
But
so
you know, Germans are funky. They kind of understand the groove because you know behind
Donna Summer.
Yeah, there were Germans behind her.
Yeah,
hits.
Yeah.
So
I've had to rethink my whole Germany thing because of our friend Sonia, who is doing a dissertation on the Black Diaspora in Germany. So I'm like. Okay, because I was like looking at it and it's like, no, there's a lot of black people in Germany.
There's
you
a lot
know? And they've been there for a long time. Not just because after World War II when a lot of black soldiers, they were there from way back.
Right, never hear about it. I don't know.
Okay,
all right, so Kraftwerk then on to MC5.
Now, see, I loved MC5
uh-huh.
because that, to me they were the first breakout white band
mm-hmm.
that was playing essentially black rhythm and blues
and
black rock.
Yeah.
You know, they were from the Motor City.
Mm-hmm.
And so they
understood the groove.
They understand
you
the groove.
Clearly hear
you know?
That.
So I mean if you're gonna put Detroit musicians of influence, so it's MC5.
Yeah. I remember the first time I heard them I did not know it was a white band.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was like, oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. Pearl Jam. I'll give them that.
Okay, I give only because I know Pearl Jam. I don't know the music. But somebody
influence.
Mentioned Pearl Jam. I know who. I know it's a big band.
It's
you know,
a
I mean,
band.
And the name. And, I mean, the name. They're a big band.
Uh huh. Yeah, they're so big band. Big influence. Big political activists.
Okay.
So hey, Sonia.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. So we have our friend Sonia, who joined us.
Dr. Sonia's
another, Dr. Sonia's another music lover.
But who has, we were talking about Kraftwerk, and since they were a German band and influenced that kind of music, but I was saying...
And MC5, who said those two, they get played at black parties.
Yeah, so that was, but I was sort of talking about the influence of blacks in Germany that we don't know about, but that you have studied that.
Mm-hmm.
And so does any of those musical traditions come from black musicians in Germany, or did they pick it up because it was a different style?
I would say, how were they influenced by blacks?
Exactly, right? I mean, I think there was a lot
they clearly
of like
get
borrowing,
the
right? There's a lot of borrowing, and I think I my research doesn't really go into music in that way, but you know, there certainly has been a lot written about the ways that Germans sort of borrowed quite a bit and were influenced by black music, especially if you're thinking about techno, house, and you know, the Detroit scene and all of that. So there's a lot of sort of back and forth happening. Which is the interesting thing, because we tend to think of like hip-hop artists borrowing from Germans and borrowing from like Kraftwerk or like Planet Rock, for example. But in reality, right, there's you know, a lot of sort of borrowing from black music to begin with. I mean, you can think about, you know, like going back to the 20s and the Weimar era, and you know, the influence of like, you know, jazz music and the banning of jazz music, for example.
They banned jazz
in the 19 into 1930s. It was considered like degenerate music by the National Socialists.
Wow.
And so yeah, so you certainly had that kind of, you know, borrowing influence, a kind of desire for something that black music represented in those various moments, right? Black artists and singers and musicians traveled to Germany quite a bit. And then we had that weird period in the 1980s where you had German producers like just putting black musicians and artists together to make these bands, to make music. I'm thinking of, what is that group that did Spirit in the Sky? It was...
That's kind of when it became funky.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, wait a minute. So do we do after, it's just Donna Summer, and even though they got exposed, but Milli Vanilli, I can never recover, that never comes out. But there was a whole bunch of bands that came out. I mean, even if you go to, for me, you look at some of the other popular bands, a lot of the UK bands that became worldwide phenomenon all started touring in Germany. I mean, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, they all had this, there was this club, I want to say it was in Berlin, but this was a place where they all went. Anyway, we're getting off a little bit off topic, but since you were here,
we're going to talk about that.
Talk about
a whole other thing.
Yeah,
so let's run down the list, because I want to hear your thoughts on this too. So we were talking about Kraftwerk, MC5, Pearl Jam.
Oh, I love Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam.
Okay. But they're on the list.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay. I thought, yeah, they deserve to be.
Yes!
Okay. And
as an influential,
I say,
as
yeah,
activist.
Only because I've heard
of it. Yeah, and completely underrated, because they came out when Nirvana did, right? And just kind of, like, got overshadowed by that. But
You know, it's funny because I have Nirvana got a lot of play because of Cobain killing himself, but I know more, Pearl Jam to me had a better reputation, even though I didn't listen to the music, but it was like Pearl Jam, everybody is into Pearl Jam.
And they're still going strong, deserve it.
Okay.
Steppenwolf.
That's the 70s, right? That's you, Steven. That's all you, Steven.
Steppenwolf.
Well, you know, it was, I don't remember the music, but I remember the name of the band, because I thought, okay, I don't know the music, but I always felt like the name was sort of really too intellectually pretentious to me, because you had to know who the original Steppenwolf was.
Huh.
And then it was like, okay, yeah, we're going to, you know.
Tell us about the original Steppenwolf.
He's a philosopher. I'm not going to tell you all of them, but you know that he was a philosopher. And a German philosopher, if memory serves. So I just thought it was like, oh, either somebody took a philosophy course in college, or they ran across the name in some encyclopedia, thought, oh, this is a cool name, Steppenwolf.
Some musicians are intelligent.
I didn't say that.
Jim Morrison loved the romantic poets.
Okay, let's go to the Cars.
Yes, Rico Kasich.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't say whether I feel they should be in the. I guess, I mean, clearly they're qualified. Or so they meet the criteria to be in it. So.
But some of these, you know, you don't,
I don't
have to.
I'm not against the Cars. I like the Cars.
You don't have
I
to.
I bought
make
their first two albums.
So the question is, do you have to make it the first year? That's the. I think this is the first year they're eligible.
Really?
Okay.
So, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, Chaka Khan has been eligible for, like,
it
three
seems
or four
like
years.
It. Yeah, it seems
and
like
so
it.
It's like, oh, come on, dudes.
Yeah. All right, the Zombies.
Steven?
I know of them. I can't say one way or the other.
I don't know them. I'm maybe thinking of somebody else. I'm not even confident. All right, Tupac Shakur.
Without a doubt. Only because of both
these. Is this his
first
year?
Yeah, this is his first year. I'm pretty sure it's his first year. But even if it's not, it's time. You know. What?
Well, if he's eligible, then that's fine.
Yeah, I don't see.
Yeah,
NWA and Run DMC and Public Enemy are in it, Tupac should be in it. And then the next question is, when is Biggie going to be eligible?
Right. Don't put him in.
Yeah, okay.
Ten Crack Commandments. Go.
All right, the last one is Yes.
I like Yes.
I love Yes.
Well, then, not that I'm outvoted, but y'all know the music, and I don't.
They totally. I thought they were already in too.
Okay.
That's what. I didn't know they weren't.
So Yes
They've
to
been
Yes.
Doing it for forever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes to Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but they're still playing.
All right.
Yeah, they wrote some incredible stuff.
I guess just I was just surprised at some of the people who are on the list. I mean, that Chaka Khan has not been inducted yet seems really bizarre to me. And Tupac seems a little bizarre to me that he hasn't been in.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some of the other ones that I don't know. I'm willing to give it up because of the influence that they've had and that you guys know who they are.
Bad Brains. Induct or nominated.
Okay. So now I'm going to have to go out and listen to some Bad Brains music.
I'll pull up some Bad Brains.
A long time.
Yeah. I'll pull up some Bad Brains.